You're listening to Historical Perspectives with Mr. Mull. Learn about life by looking at our history. Teachers, for more information about Historical Perspectives, search Mr. Mull's Marketplace on Teachers Pay Teachers or at MrMull'sMarketplace.com. Happy learning!
Nutcracker Traditions. I got it, Opa, Kristoff said, sliding down the basement railing. His grandfather didn't like him to do that, but Kristoff couldn't resist. It was time to bring the Christmas boxes upstairs and decorate the main room. Be careful, Opa yelled angrily. He wondered to himself, why does he always have to move so fast and slide over the stairs? I'm so careful, Opa, Kristoff yelled back. And he was being careful now that he was carrying the boxes up. I know that these are precious to you, he added as he set the first box on the kitchen table. The label said, Christmas box, 1 of 5, in his grandmother's handwriting. Opa touched the letters on the box with one hand and covered his mouth with the other. I know, Opa, I miss her too. Yes, my boy, I know you do. And your grandmother's spirit is in every one of those silly nutcrackers, Opa said, trying to be strong. But Kristoff didn't hear him. He was already sliding down the railing to get the next box. He forgot that he had slid the other 4 boxes right up against the bottom stair, in the space where he normally landed. Too late. He tried to land behind a box, but there was no room, and he fell right on top of them all. Opa rushed to the top of the stairs, grabbed the railing, and looked like he might try to come down. No, Opa, I'm fine. I forgot I slid those there, Kristoff said as he rolled off the boxes and stood up to show that he was fine. Please don't try the stairs. You're telling me to be safe? After you fling yourself down 13 steps and land on the boxes, I'm to listen to you, you little... Opa went into his string of German words that Kristoff didn't know. One by one, Kristoff carefully carried the boxes to the table. The 5th box, 5 of 5, was a little smash from him landing on it. They both noticed it as he set it down. Please, please, please don't be broken, Kristoff silently begged to himself. Opa opened the smash box. Kristoff held his breath as Opa lifted a soldier's head. It was broken from the body. Then he lifted that little hat, which had also broken off. Kristoff reached in and the rest of the body was in one piece. The nutcracker lever still worked as he pushed it up and down. They both looked through the rest of the box, and everything was fine. I'm so, so, so sorry, Opa, Kristoff said in a voice full of sadness. I will never slide down the stairs again, I promise. Opa was quiet. He was placing the hat on the head and holding them both against the soldier nutcracker. After what felt like forever to Kristoff, Opa finally spoke. It's okay, you little... He used those unknown German words again. Kristoff used to ask his grandmother what those words meant. Every time, she gave him a different answer. She would say things like, precious love, sweet boy, and sacred joy. Kristoff knew that's not what they meant. Opa continued, these are unimportant parts and can easily be glued back on. All the important pieces are intact. It's okay, Kristoff. Relieved, Kristoff hugged his grandfather so tight. His grandfather squeezed him back and added, and that's a pretty good trade for me. A little glue for a forever promise of no more sliding down the stairs. I win. Kristoff laughed. They usually say, I win, when they're racing to crack walnuts in the nutcrackers. The first person to get the entire nut out of its shell is the winner. It's another wonderful tradition that his grandmother started. The rest of the boxes were unharmed, and the decorating began. After they raced with one walnut each, Opa used the headless nutcracker, and he still won. He won every year. Just wait until next year, Kristoff promised, with his mouth full of walnuts.
Thanks for listening to this Historical Perspective. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. Also, search for Historical Perspectives on Teachers Pay Teachers to learn more about other topics, such as the Golden Gate Bridge, Henry Ford, schools in the early 1900s, and so much more. Happy learning!